We had been home about 3 days when the fog had just lifted enough for me to realize there had been a fog in the first place. No one quite describes the full and emotional exhaustion of giving birth. It was an evening. We were putting Elizabeth down to sleep at the ripe old age of 5 days old, hoping she would sleep through that night, when I realized I had failed greatly as a mother. Steve and I, when we dreamed and visioned about having children, we said we wanted every single night to put our sweet children to bed with bedtime prayers. And 5 days had gone by, and I had failed. So I started to boo-hoo my great failings to Steve, and he let me go for a little while, and then he calmly informed me that he and Elizabeth had been praying for the last 5 days after I went to sleep. The vision for a faith-filled child grounded in prayer from the beginning had been ours, not just mine. The vision of raising up a child is never a singular and private vision. It's communal. Hold that thought. Today we continue our series on music and God's sightings. All of the songs we've had in this series were requested by you, the congregation, the John Denver song included. We've heard about Amazing Grace and the song One Day. Last Sunday, Jamie preached on the song Breathe, and it was incredible to hear her preached word, even as I was away. Today, we look at this song, I Want to Live, the one written and sung by John Denver, musical great of the 1970s, probably better known for Country Roads, Take Me Home, than for the one we just sang. But he wrote it in 1977 as an anthem for the Hunger Project. The story goes he was so moved by the plight of the hungry, particularly the children, that he dreamed that a child, no matter where they were born, whether it was in Aleppo or New York, Baghdad or Paris, Portland or Cape Town, would have enough. Enough food, enough care, enough peace to grow. Denver was moved by the tragedies of his day, many of which continue for us, wanted something different than those tragedies. A bit like the words recently put out by the Kenyan-born Somali poet Warsaw Shire, who wrote in her poem Home, "No one leaves home unless home is the mouth of a shark." You have to understand, no one puts their child in a boat unless water is safer than land. No one burns their palms under trains or beneath carriages, spends their day on the stomach of a truck unless the miles journeyed means more than the journey. This is a bit like the prophet Isaiah that Mike read to us just a bit ago. A vision of a different world from a people who understood the heartache of no longer having a home. The prophet Isaiah declares the peaceable kingdoms, God's kingdom, in a place where people couldn't imagine there would be life with peace. Where prey and predator would exist well together, lion and lamb. But maybe you and I need to imagine it even differently. Imagine that donkey and elephant would coexist together, that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict would be resolved with equity, or maybe even smaller than that there'd be peace within families. The vision that God gave Isaiah was for God's kingdom, a way, a will, for earth and heaven to be the same. It's what you and I pray for each time we pray the Lord's Prayer. It's a vision for our collective children, God's vision here on earth. It's a vision for grown children alongside those who are still growing up. It's a dream for all, those who are raising their children and those who are not. Those who can speak baby and child speak very clearly, and those of us who think it sounds like mumble jumbo when we listen to others speak it. Those who are long past the age of waiting for their children to come home, and those who can't imagine that stage is ever going to end. A bit of hope, the days are long, but the years are short. The vision for our littlest ones is lifelong. God invites us to change our lives to live out this vision. This is the instruction that Jesus gives the disciples who have gathered with him, journeying from town to town, not to hide their light under a bushel, but show everyone the brilliance of God's light. How do we live that out? With infants who have caring families and healthy food that encourages growth and development. With young children who engage their environments in safe places, learning their alphabet and numbers alongside their faith. With school-age children who coming back to Sunday school and children's worship, see their friends read the stories and discover God loves them just like their families do, and even more than that. With youth who learn gifts for acting and teaching at Vacation Bible School and service and empathy on mission trips. With young adults who venture off to college and to university jobs from a community who is still connected to them with prayers, seeking God's abundant blessings, even if they don't end up coming back to West Grove. With adults who can grow in faith and service, knowledge and compassion, love and joy, in a place that needs singles and couples, extroverts and introverts alike. With older adults who find purpose and meaning in retirement years. Living out the peaceable kingdom, finding the vision that called John Denver to write the song we sang, begins here at the baptismal fount. This morning, as we turn towards the fount and prepare for the baptism of Little Brooke this morning, we come to remember that we seek the kingdom of God here on earth for her and for each and everyone who has been and will be brought for baptism. We remember this baptism that God has called each of us, beloved children, calling us to live a way in which we usher in that kingdom. When I wasn't able to carry forth my part of the vision about teaching our children to pray, the we became much more important than the me. It was together that Steve and I were committed to teaching Elizabeth and Felicity and Peter to say their bedtime prayers. It's together we, the church, who will commit in just a very few minutes to lead lives that are worthy of imitation for Brooke. It is together we, the church, that brings our gifts and talents, our resources and our treasures to become Sunday school teachers and trustees, youth leaders and nursery workers, mission folks and advocates so that we all remember that God's kingdom is coming here on earth. This is the vision for all to live, for all to thrive, and for all of us to know God's kingdom. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.